Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Time we wake up, guys. It's time we wake up. We're talking Alabama baseball. And I'm talking to myself when I say that, because I notably, many times this preseason, said, I'm not a believer in Bama. So much turnover, so much change. Rob Vaughn takes over. You know, it's they lose Colby Shelton in the transfer portal. It's unrealistic to think that Alabama is, you know, just going to pick up where they left off. They went on this, what felt like a magical run end of season after their head coach was fired. There's no way that Bama can keep it going. Well, folks, when you talk about proving it and making a statement, I'm not sure there's a better way to do that than what Alabama did over the weekend, especially the way they responded to adversity, taking 2 of 3 from the fifth-ranked Tennessee Volunteers, a top-5 series win in which they lost Game 1 by a score of 11-3, then bounced back to win Games 2 and 3, 6-3, and 7-6, a thrilling final game victory where they had Tennessee had the bases loaded with 2 outs. Bama gets the big strikeout to end the game. A huge series win as Rob Vaughn wins his first SEC series in his very first series in the conference. And again, guys, this one was a lot of fun. It was a great environment in Tuscaloosa all weekend long. You know, we wondered if the rivalry would carry over from football to basketball to now baseball. And I think you saw that over the weekend, guys. It got started in fashion on Friday. AJ calls for Tennessee was fantastic. You saw the offensive attack at Tennessee. This is a supremely talented ball club, by the way, guys. I will not be hitting the panic button on Tennessee in any sort of way, right? They were my pick to win the SEC East. I felt really confident and really good, and I still do. I still do. But what you notice, guys, home teams in the SEC this past weekend went 7-0. Let me repeat that. Home teams in the SEC went 7-0. Going on the road and getting a W is supremely difficult. It just flat out is, guys. Winning on the road, on the diamond in the SEC is tough. And you saw that this weekend, right? I thought it was wildly impressive what Tennessee's lineup did against Ben Hess, but also, too, the fact that Bama's able to take 2 of 3 with Ben Hess struggling the way he did, 3 2/3 innings pitch, 2 hits, 4 earned runs, 6 strikeouts on 83 pitches. He was 95-97. I mean, the stuff was really, really good. The stuff was good, but Tennessee was better on that Friday. But the way Bama bounced back, a weird game on Saturday from the standpoint of Drew Beam throws a complete game for Tennessee, guys.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Complete game, and they lose the ball game. He went 8 innings pitched, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. I thought a really, really good job by him to just save that bullpen and to go the distance. He only threw 101 pitches in that 8 innings, so a good job. Greg Ferone was fantastic for Bama. You know, you look it up and down, though, guys. So many dudes. I think what's so impressive about Alabama from this weekend, we knew they had the power arms. Like, we talked about Bama all preseason. It was the power arms. It was the pitching. It was those top 4 or 5 guys that we knew would show. But the way the lineup swung the stick all weekend long, that's what really jumps out to me, right? Matt Gashetti, Justin LeBron, TJ McCants, who was absolutely fantastic, guys. All the way up to Sunday, he's carrying now a 20-game hit streak. And over that hit streak, he's hitting .369 with 7 home runs and 24 RBI. Gage Miller, who had a 3-run homer in that Sunday game. I mean, and then you look up, guys, the entire lineup, top to bottom, all 9 starters reached base safely in that Sunday game. 7 of the 9 recorded a hit. Bama's hit a home run in 15 games this season. They've hit 2 or more home runs in 11 games this season. Alabama. We know they've got the power arms. If they're going to have that type of hitting, I think that was my big question for them was, do they have enough hitting after losing Colby Shelton? If they've got that type of production, 1 through 9, I mean, they're going to be as dangerous as anybody. From the Tennessee side of things, guys, again, you go on the road, it's a tough series loss. Listen, one swing of the bat on Sunday goes differently, right? One at bat goes differently. We're having a different conversation. We're talking about how gutsy and grave a win it was by the Tennessee Volunteers. And that's just baseball, man. It's a game of inches. But, you know, for Tennessee, I think obviously getting more out of A.J. Causey on a Friday. Actually, he was really good. Excuse me. Not A.J. Causey. A.J. Russell. I got my A.J.'s mixed up. A.J. Russell, just 2 innings pitched on that Sunday. Going to be really tough, right, to win ball game. You're only getting two innings out of your starter. I think the way they use him is going to be really interesting, the way they utilize him on a week-in, week-out basis. He was so good early on. I didn't mean to throw the AJ Causey slander there. I kind of feel bad. I just completely went after him after that was the game they won, right? Drew Beam's going to be Drew Beam. I really don't worry about that, guys. And again, I look at Tennessee. I'm not worried about Tennessee at all. My bigger takeaways from this weekend in Tuscaloosa, it's not anything about hit the panic button on Tennessee or there's something wrong with the balls. It's more so Alabama. Alabama making a freaking statement. And I'm talking to myself, if you're not paying attention to the Crimson Tide at this point, if you're not giving the Crimson Tide the credit and the respect they deserve, they're going to wake you up. They've woken me up. They've woken me up for sure. This is a top 15 club at minimum. Maybe it's a top 10 club after beating Tennessee. Let's see how they sustain. Let's see how they carry this momentum over. Again, we got a long way to go, but a great job on opening weekend and a statement made by the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.